This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Why didn't you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And you know what? Get involved. Get engaged somehow. Head out to the website, realside.com. And give me your email address, will you please? I only send out one email a week. I let you know what's coming up, what we're going to be doing. Now, earlier, if you're on the email list, I sent you out an email. I've been screaming for years, not kind of sort of years. I've been screaming for years to get involved in helping local businesses, helping American businesses win, to come out on top. Now, one of our newer sponsors makes American flags here in this country. Come on, think about that. And they're expanding all the time. But they're making American flags. They're making them in this country. They're keeping American people working. Did you hear that? American people? They're keeping Americans working. How can that be bad in any way, shape, manner, or form? And we'll, you know what, I had your stuff here earlier, and I let it go, but I'll grab it in a minute. Actually, no, I don't have to grab it in a minute, I have it now. If you head over to, write this down, because I don't want you to go there right now. GetGraceAlley.com. If you go to the website, they have a couple things there. One of the things they have is, it's a handmade, it's a stitched flag, not printed. Okay, it's an actual stitched flag made in America. We've got one outside. I'll post my picture up later with it. And I love it. I love it. You know why I love it? I love it because it's American made. It's American flag made in America by American hands. Forgive me. I don't dislike the Chinese people, but I do dislike the fact that we're buying flags from China. Right? Think about this, guys. Come on. Think about this even a little bit. You're displaying a flag on your American pride hanging from your home here in America that was made in China. You're giving your money to the Chinese. We give them enough money. I'm sure they're wonderful people. I know a few Chinese people. Wonderful people. My point here, though, is, yes, it's a nationalist attitude, do we agree? Support your locals. Support our own. Let's get these people back to work. Let's make this a 2% unemployment rate. How's that? That's what I want to shoot for. How about we do that? If you head over to that website, you're going to see them making those flags. Now, if you want to donate one, if you want to maybe you want to get a bunch of them to give them to friends or what have you, then send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm telling you, once you get one of these flags, you go, yeah, okay, I got to get one for so-and-so, so-and-so's going to get one, and so-and-so's going to get one. And if you get on their mailing list, you'll get an email from them like once a month telling you you know, the proper, there is proper flag etiquette, people. You can't drag it on the ground behind you. I'll come over and slap you in the head. All right? I mean, there's so many things you got to do and take care of and keep up on. So anyhow, new sponsor, God bless him. Thank him for being with us. The I want to finish this because I was talking about this earlier as well. You know, the Dems are very sneaky people. When they do some of the legislative things that they do and tell us how great they are and how wonderful they are and all that stuff, I just want to go gag, but that's beside the point. But since we're going to be going over some, I don't know, what do you want to call them? Moments from the past, right? On January 1st, 2015, I think I did this earlier, but I'll hit it really quick. Right, Medicare tax went from 1.45% to 2.35%. Top income tax bracket went from 35% to 39.6%. Top income payroll tax went from 37% to 52%. Capital gains went from 15% to 28%. Now, this is under Obama pushing everything forward because, you know, with more taxes, it helps the economy. Helped the economy so much that we were in the tank. We couldn't get over 3% GDP at all under Obama. Right? I mean, the deficit grew and grew and grew and grew, but this is the right way to do it. These maniacs, these lunatics, would have you believe that this is the right way to make it happen. Estate tax went from zip, zero, to 55%, which actually, I got nobody leaving me a whole bunch of money. Right? There's nobody dying. I'm not a Vanderbilt or a Bush or anything like that. But here's the deal. If my grandfather already worked for this stuff, already paid his taxes on it, already busted hump, gave it to my dad who paid taxes on it, who worked on it, why is it that every time they die, I got to give the government more taxes for it? Who are these people? So they can flush more away, so they give more to the Palestinians, more to the Iranians? Really? And you have absolutely no say in what happens. Absolutely none. Think about it. 3.5% of real estate transaction tax was added. This was all because of the ACA. Right? And all these taxes that they were able to sneak in with the ACA were all done by Democrats. So if you want, and you know, the proof is that it's in their DNA now, I'm thoroughly convinced because look at California. They are taxing people out of this state in California. They can't get enough tax money. This is like somebody who's on a binge, a sugar binge, and can't stop eating strawberry sundaes or hot fudge sundaes. Talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. So sit on the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more to talk. I got a lot more to get off my chest. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side under GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Seriously, please be part of the conversation. You know, let's help each other get the message out. You know, and you need to be diligent. You need to be diligent online. You need to be diligent, in your conversations with people. I just had this conversation with somebody about, don't let them get away with it anymore. You don't have to be up and in their face. But, you know, somebody on Facebook, a friend of mine, posts about how bad we're going to find out this Trump administration has been. Now, they've been in there a year. Not even a year, technically. And all of a sudden, they're the worst thing that happened. Obama was in there 8 years. We had nothing but misery. And that was utopia for these people. So apparently they like being miserable, I guess. I don't know. We're talking about some of the taxes that went into effect under the ACA, and all of them went up. And we're told by the Democrats that we need more taxes, that we can't cut taxes like this, that it never works, trickle-down never works, things get worse, we go deeper into debt. They raised every tax known to mankind in this country when they were in control. Barack Obama lied again when he said he wanted to lower taxes, but the Republicans would let him, because the proof is when he had total control of the government, they raised taxes. They hid those taxes in the ACA. Not a single Republican voted for these new taxes. Not a one. They were all passed, buried in the Affordable Care Act. How transparent is that of them, right? And there's still millions who don't understand or don't know that. So they pass in all these laws to raise your taxes. And if you look at California, we are like at the top of the misery index here. Right? Nobody wants to move here anymore. People are trying to get out of here. Listen. Over the last couple of years, 250,000 people have left this state. They've taken over $8 billion in taxes with them. I know of a dozen of them myself. Couldn't handle anymore. I know of another handful of people that are looking for places to go to because they're done here. California, they're so smart. They think that they're so full of themselves, these legislators. They're so full of themselves. They think they got. We have the highest poverty rate in the country. That's what a great job they're doing. And what does Brown say? Because we ain't paying enough taxes. What a piece of work he is. The reason it's costing us so much money to fix our infrastructure is because in the 70s when he was governor, he wouldn't spend any money on them. But people don't know that. They don't care. They don't want to know that. We have the highest tax rate next to New York in the country. Yes, this is utopia, people. And they're so full of themselves. They want help from the federal government. I love this. This is like your kids not wanting to do anything you tell them to do or you hold their feet to, but yet they still want to use the car. They still want to eat at your house. They still want to live under your roof. And what I love right now, what's going on, and I didn't have time to talk about it last week because I wasn't here, but the first headbutting is going on over these marijuana laws, because, you know, now, and I'm not in agreement. I don't think marijuana should be easily accessible to everybody. Sorry, guys, I'm not there. This is not the marijuana we grew up with in the 60s and 70s. This is a whole different crop, okay? This has nothing to do with your rights or freedoms or anything else. So, now what they're running into this. Remember that marijuana is still a controlled substance under the federal government, and it's illegal. In California, we have border checkpoints, but they're not at the borders. They're about 8 miles inland. So these people think they've gotten away with it. Then they get in this stretch of road where they can't go anywhere. And guess who pops up out of nowhere? The feds. They have an inspection station. These guys get to the inspection station and run into marijuana. A federal offense. But it's legal to state. That's nice. It's still a federal offense. We're impounding your car, we're taking the dope, and we're fining you. See, you don't get just to change the rules as you go. You don't get to change things just because you don't like them. It doesn't work that way. Never has. Never will. And that's what California thinks. You know, I don't know. Some of you guys are smarter than me, obviously, because you're out actually making money. I'm sitting behind a microphone, but that's beside the point. Anybody remember, who was it, George Wallace, right? When he was governor? Anybody remember what he did? Come on, raise your hand. I'll pick on you. It's not a problem. He was the one that went against the feds, if you recall. Let me see if I can find it. I pulled up the story earlier because it was perfect. Oh, yeah. Governor Wallace, back in 63. He wasn't letting black people in school. He didn't care what it was all about. He didn't have to give in to the feds. That was until the feds showed up with a federal army in the state. Alabama's governor, right? He took his stance on civil rights was like unmistakable. Segregation, segregation today, segregation tomorrow, segregation forever. He defied a court order, right? two black students decide to pave the way and, you know, get into the education system, and he wasn't having it. But then the Fed showed up. When he told John F. Kennedy, fellow Democrat, when he told John F. Kennedy to go pound sand, guess what happened? Kennedy sent in the National Guard. And Wallace had to finally give in. You're not going to beat the feds ultimately. That doesn't mean we give in to everything that they want us to do. That's not what I'm saying. But for California, if they think they're going to win this, if they think that they're stubborn enough to win this, that's fine. You're not entitled to all that tax money. You are not entitled to take grant money and not live by the guidelines of the grant. Now, granted, if they already have the grant money, if the grant money says they have to live under certain federal guidelines and rules, then too bad, they need to deal with it. Right? Don't you think? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. California, man, I don't want to make it a whole hour on California. I really don't. But right now, California is more interested in protecting their undocumented immigrants. They want tougher gun laws, think about all these things that they've decided that 2018 should bring. Now, I want you to know something. Over 70% of Californians do not want sanctuary state status. They don't want it. But the loons up in Sacramento decide they know what's better than you do. No, seriously. Those guys need to be examined, mentally examined. And you can't blame the Republicans, no matter how you want to. You can't blame the Republicans for this one. They are total control. Just like the $10 trillion deficit belongs to the Democrats. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back.
You listen to me. I am made to wave the flag. I have the body to wave the flag. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, really seriously, I do mean that. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us here on the air. And, you know, somebody in the Facebook feed, Ricardo, said that when the criminals get prosecuted, I don't want life in prison. Hang them. Send them to the firing squad. You know, in the old days, that's what they did. In the original days of this country, you got a quick appeal, and that was it. We didn't, you know, I have, this group keeps getting in touch with me. It's called Conservatives Against the Death Penalty. Capital Punishment. Conservatives Against Capital Punishment. And I would get the biggest kick out of it. Because they say, I'm not against it. Well, it's too expensive, and it's torture. Well, it's only torture because we've made it torture. We allow you to have 27,000 appeals, okay? We have to pay all those years for you to be in. I want to go back the way they used to do it. You want an appeal? I mean, look, if the guy, I even asked this guy once. I said, so you're telling me if I sat there and tell you I'm the one that I killed those 19 people, they got me on tape, that's it, we're done, I want to be killed. You say no? Well, you never know. The guy might be crazy. Well, yeah, he was crazy. Killed 19 people. Get him gone. Seriously. No. Just, I want it done and over with. By the way, Ricardo, I agree with you. I think we need to move through this. It needs to be done faster. You know, God forgive us if we get the wrong person. Maybe we need to hold the police departments, the AGs, to a higher standard. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I don't pretend to have all the answers. But I'm sick of this stuff too, you know. Maybe if we didn't give them 3 square meals a day and make everything so easy for them, it wouldn't be so easy. It wouldn't be so appealing. All right, I don't want to spend a whole hour on this. Oh God, I didn't want to spend this much time on this. But California's at it again. Well, they're always at it. They never really quit, right? So California became its own. I don't know. What do you want to call it? Its own lunatic nation, basically, on the first. And what they did is illegal. They can't do it anyhow. You're not a sanctuary state. You can't be. You can't be devoid of federal laws, be part of the union, want union tax money, want protection from the president of the United States, but not want to be part of the United States. Seriously? That would be like the U.S. equivalent to Scandinavia around here. I don't want to live in Scandinavia. I live here for a reason. God. Now, this the new stuff going into effect is just amazing. On immigration, undocumented immigrants are, you know, they'll really be all over the place here now, right? A new state law, and now local authorities, they won't be able to tell the feds they have anybody in custody. They won't be able to ask these guys what their legal state is, what their status is in this country. Right? Furthermore, workplace raids will need a warrant, and workers will have to be given a 72-hour notice. Really? Yeah, that's not federal law. They won't need to go through all that. And you know what? It's not a problem. Not a problem at all. I think what they should do is what they started doing in Los Angeles when the L.A. Police Department, L.A. Sheriff's Department decided they were no longer going to work with the Fed. So what did they start doing? They started doing home raids. So now instead of taking Eduardo out because he's been here illegally for 30 years, now they take Grandma, Grandpa, Eduardo, his wife, his 7 children, all of them gone, out. Doesn't that make so much more sense? Come September, parents won't be required to list the gender of their children on a birth certificate. Apparently now you'll be able to write in whatever he wants to be, or whatever they want to be. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say he. Men will also have an easier time changing their kids' diapers, as many more public buildings will have to provide changing stations in men's restrooms, too. Have to. Love it. Let's not force... Forget about freedoms in California. You don't have freedom for much of anything. I mean, don't give me this stuff. Well, you got beautiful weather. You can drive to the mountains in 1 hour and then drive down. No, you can't. You won't be able to afford the tax money on the gas. Schools won't be allowed to deny school lunch to children who can't afford it, and they'll have to provide free tampons and sanitary supplies for students in grades 6 through 12. Companies with a staff of 26 or more will have to pay their employees at least $11 per hour, up from $10. In smaller companies, the minimum wage will be $10.50. It will be illegal to ask prospective employees for their salary history. And equal pay laws will cover government jobs, too. Well, there you go. Right? Isn't that, you think government's expensive now? Wait till this kicks in. See, the whole idea when you went to work for the government was security. Not how much money you were going to make, but security. New parents working in companies of 20 or more employees will be able to take up to 12 weeks of parental leave. Isn't that cool? So now what happens is you go to work for somebody, because now you can't not hire somebody just because they're pregnant, because they look like they're going to pop any minute. So now you need somebody desperately to come in. Somebody comes in, they go to work. 4 weeks later, they give birth. They're gone for 12 weeks. Boy, didn't that help you out? Oh, refinancing a mortgage and other real estate transactions will now be subject to a $70 fee. You ready for this? It goes towards low-income housing so people can afford to buy homes that don't make a whole bunch of money. So you're going to charge me more money because I've worked harder to save my money to get into a house for somebody who can't afford to get into a house. Okay, that makes sense. I'm telling you, it's in the air. School officials will no longer be allowed to carry concealed weapons on campus, and open carry of unloaded guns can now be forbidden by... Look, at open carry is already forbidden in California. They changed it a while back. Further, people will need to get a serial number if they intend to assemble their own gun. Families would no longer have to pay fees for handling of their children while in juvenile justice system, and minors will no longer serve life sentences without parole. Can you say, Jesus, come now. What are you waiting for? Marijuana. Finally, people in California will be free to smoke a marijuana recreationally, but not everyone will have easy, legitimate access. Only a few cities will have retailers licensed to sell recreational pot. You know, the great thing about the California legislature, they do these one-page laws, right? And see how they shake out. It's just wonderful. And then they wonder why everything blows up, right? commercial bus riders will do not wear a seatbelt might be fined up to $20. Oh, yes. Let's take more of our rights away. I mean, the less we're allowed to do, the better, right? Antibiotics for animals will need prescriptions now, and cleaning products will have to have clear labels for hazardous chemicals, plus AIDS will be treated like all other communicable diseases. Now, you ready for this one? She said you would orbit. Knowingly transmitting HIV will no longer be a felony. So you know you have a deadly disease, and passing it on to somebody without telling them first that you have it, or may be a carrier of it, is just fine. And you're telling me that those loons, what are you doing in California? Those loons in Sacramento are done. They should be locked up themselves. Okay. You want to do that one? You want to get started on that one? I can get started on that one. I am dying to get started on that one. Pelosi. We started to do this earlier in the first hour. Pelosi's trying to explain. Let me get to the part that I like the most, though. I don't know where it is, but so this is Pelosi trying to explain in an interview why they didn't lie about the ACA, why everything is fine with it, and you can still keep your doctor, right? I mean, she was serious.
Healthcare for all Americans. It's about choice. If you like what you have and you want to keep it, you have the choice to do that.
Are you? No. Are you kidding me? She didn't believe that. She knew. They all knew. We found that out later on, so she lied. Didn't have a problem with it. Didn't blink once.
You accountable for saying something that turned out not to be correct.
Well, it's not correct. It's about choice. If you like what you have and you want to keep it, you have the choice to do that. It's that if you want to keep it, and it's important for the insurance company to say to people, this is what your plan does. It doesn't prevent you from being discriminated against.
Right, I didn't understand anything she said. We'll play it back when you come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
I don't know.
No comment.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go.
I ain't going to school. I've done me enough learning.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Mastin, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Seriously, I very much enjoy the time. You're commenting on Facebook, commenting on the regular. We have a live, what's that they call it, chat room, up on the website. You find that at therealside.com. California, Jess. And Pelosi. She's one of mine. Well, she says she is. I don't know. That's scary in and of itself. But Pelosi is trying to defend the ACA back in, I don't know, what was it, 13, 14, somewhere around there? And I love it because she's tripping all over herself.
Basis of pre-existing conditions. It doesn't, lifetime limits, annual limits, and the
There's
rest
of There's a bottom line to this, which I think people understand and the president has acknowledged, which is if there are not, the government is deciding, there have...
See, she's trying to explain that it's not true that if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You cannot keep your doctor. It's that simple.
And people understand and the president has acknowledged, which is if there are not, the government is deciding. There have to be minimum standards that are minimum requirements in any health care plan.
Yeah.
So if you have something and you like it and it doesn't meet what the government says you have to have, you cannot keep it.
If you
that's
had,
not what you said.
If you had your plan before the enactment of the law in 2000.
Did you ever hear him say that? I never heard him say that.
And 10. If you had your plan before, there is nothing in the law that says you have to. But, you know, again, we can go back.
Let me take you somewhere else, because I like to do that. I want to make sure that you really don't get an answer from me, because I don't want to be locked into anything. Now, I know this is old news and we're hashing it over again. I'm trying to show you that over and over and over and over, these people have never told us the truth. Nothing has ever worked out the way they said it was going to. And I'm talking about these far-left Dem loons. Pelosi needs to retire. Actually, for us, she needs to stay. If I was a Dem, I'd be begging her to retire.
But this is an important deal, because the grandfathering has changed. And the bottom line is, the president has acknowledged, it doesn't seem like you're acknowledging, that saying to people back in 2009, hey, this is going to be easy. If you like what you have, you can keep it. This is all about choice.
You could, if you had your plan until the enactment of the law in 2000. Grandfathering is for those before 2000. But let me say this, and I commend the president. He's gracious.
Gracious. He's forcing me to buy something I don't want. He's giving me a policy that I don't need, and he's fining me if I won't buy it. That's great. I'm telling you, I use a different dictionary than the Dems do, apparently.
And he's taking responsibility. But that doesn't mean that there was anything in the law that said, if you like what you had before 2010, you couldn't keep it. I think it's really important to make that point. He took responsibility for the big picture, and that's important for him to do, because that's what people see.
But the bottom line is, people are getting policies that are canceled, and that was not the representation that was made.
And
it was also foreseeable. It was part of the debate that this actually happened.
Well, now, I would agree with you for the policy since 2010, but not for the 2000 before. But the president has also said that the insurance companies, and many of them have been very responsible, and some not.
We will keep this promise.
My name is Tommy Flanagan, and I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous.
If you like your doctor,
in fact, I'm the president of that organization,
you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Yeah, that's who I am.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Health care man, please listen. If you institute this system, health care man, my doctor will move to Mars at last.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
So if you're out there listening and you want to stop your habit of lying, just give us a call.
What we said was, you could keep it if it hasn't changed since the law was passed.
Because we have meetings now every week at my house in Jamaica.
I can't. That one, I love that one. That's the one that Kevin Jackson did. But, you look at this stuff and you say, these guys, there's no way these people are telling us the truth, or even want to tell us the truth for that matter. Because it just would make it so bad for them. Another quick story. Listen, I love this one. This one to me is great. You know, remember, and I've beat these people up before. Al Gore has not got it right since the 70s. We do, every Earth Day, we do the story, and all the predictions that they made would happen, and none of them have happened, not a one. Remember, Al Gore said that the North Pole would be completely ice-free by today. And I'm sorry, unless it all settled on the East Coast, it's just not true. He predicted that the North Polar ice cap would be completely ice-free in 5 years. I think I can. Do I have enough time for this one? I think so. I mean, and I love it. Because once this stuff goes on video, there's no way for these guys to get away from this, is there? Anyway, I am, let me see, can we, why is it not working? Oh.
The science of ice fell when they saw this minimum in 2005, which meant that the amount of ice that had melted, it's been roughly the size of the continental United States minus an area roughly the size of Arizona, nothing against Arizona. But the amount that melted in 2005 was equivalent to an area covering everything east of the Mississippi River in the United States. Then, when the real shock to the scientists came was in 2007, when this happened. And their phrase was, it fell off a cliff. And then the extra amount that melted was this much. Now, this covers the area of ice. It does not cover the volume of the ice. And Bob Correll referred to this. The U.S. Naval Postgraduate School has a team that integrates the U.S. Navy's nuclear submarines that go under the ice cap and satellite measurements that are calibrated to work with it. And based on that, they said actually 2008 had a smaller minimum, probably, than 2007. And these are figures that are fresh.
You got to love this guy.
I don't know if they've been, I don't know when they were released, but I just got them yesterday from Dr. Vaclav Maslowski at the Naval Postgraduate School. And this is the volumetric record of the ice. And some of the models suggest to
I can't see either. No,
Dr. Maslowski that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free.
This guy's amazing. He is, you know, in the Old Testament for you Christians, remember, they used to stone these guys when they were wrong. This guy would have been in pieces by now, right? Some of the 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 years, right? That was back then. In 2006, he actually put up a paper that said within the next 10 years, the world will reach a point of no return, and it'll be a true planetary emergency. Well, I think we're a year over that. I guess we're done. There's no return, so why bother? I mean, it's done, right? Let's burn the place down. Matter of fact, the ice is growing on the polar caps. We're not losing anywhere near what they said they were going to. This actually now, and I'm not going to do the story tonight, but I will later on this week, but there's actually scientists are now saying that we're looking at a mini ice age by 2030. So, Al, stop smoking the crack pipe. Knock it off, will you? You've got these loons running around screaming your dogma on this stuff, and you haven't hit it yet. Look, anybody else who missed it even once, when President Trump misses it by 0.001% of a point, he's a liar. He's wrong. He needs to go. Al Gore has made hundreds of millions of dollars. You talk about a true fear monger, he's got the market cornered on this. He has made hundreds of millions of dollars on you, right? By spewing lies. There's no science there. Even the scientists are backing away from him. But you still keep pushing it. You keep pushing this mantra of climate change, which is man-made. And come on, people, really, seriously. We've been monitoring in some way, shape, manner, or form the weather for what? A couple of hundred years, really? If the Earth is truly billions of years old, that number wouldn't, there's no scientist in the world would stake his reputation on that number. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up in the next, I'm going through all the stories I've been chomping at the bit to do. Marie Harf from Fox News, she was Obama's communication director. She said that the reason ISIS has been defeated was because of what was laid out by the Obama administration. The reason the economy is doing so much better is because this guy is sick. And the team around him were sick. And I'll prove it when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up afterward. Heat up your coffee. Grab a snack. Come on back.